Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So I've heard of a lot of things in life. I hear of people taking, you know, they get Ubers or something like that for different things. This Florida man took an Uber to kill someone. Oh, but there's more. He paid the Uber driver $100 to wait for him. So after he killed his target, then he could get back into the Uber. Wow. For real. I'm not even making this up. Claudio Samoya was sentenced to life in prison this month because he was convicted of killing a man in a hotel parking lot in 2021. So it's making news now because he was convicted just this week. So it was during the second trial following a mistrial. The guy was found guilty of first-degree murder for fatally, of course he did, 23-year-old Jamal Drummond. He shot him in the head at a Holiday Inn in West Palm Beach. Now, the testimony came from people who witnessed it, and also the Uber driver, Enzo Ramirez, because the dude took the Uber to go kill this guy, paid $100 to drop him off at the hotel, and then waited for him across the street at a gas station. And Ramirez said Samoya returned to the vehicle visibly upset 15 minutes later, and he was talking to somebody on the phone and crying when Ramirez said as he drove Samoya back home, but he did not know entirely what he was saying. And then he said that, he like found out that the guy, he literally took a guy to do it, to like kill this dude. Oh my gosh, this is crazy. So yeah, now the guy's, yeah. So his own Uber. I've heard of a lot of things, but that's one of the stupidest things I think I've ever heard. So there's a stir on the streets of Florida. Mm-hmm. It's a DeSoto County Sheriff. They're asking for the public's help to find the driver of a white Chevrolet Silverado impersonating law enforcement. The truck bears the license plate H05F41. It has red and blue lights and plastered on the side in capital letters are the words Booty Patrol. It's a real honest to heavens thing. So the headline says that cops are searching. This sounds like I need Richard Attenborough to read this headline. That Florida deputies are on the hunt for the elusive Booty Patrol, roaming the streets and pulling drivers over. So deputies say that they're looking for this. I mean, it looks like a city worker vehicle, like maybe with like highway patrol or not highway, Department of Transportation or something. Were it not for the giant Booty Patrol plastered on literally both sides of the truck. So they're telling people it has green decals on it and it says Booty Patrol. And if you see it, you know, you're supposed to contact police. Oh, sorry. It has Booty Patrol on both sides and on the back. Oh. The back gate. Yeah. Back tailgate. So they're apparently just Booty Patrol's just pulling people over and just, you know, for no reason. They said they're trying to ensure the safety of the community. But they said, yes, you know, if you see it's suspicious, you know, don't pull over, contact police, etc. Booty Patrol. Really? Did someone think, I mean, people know that's, you can't do that, right? Like, you can't impersonate.
I wonder, do they issue tickets?
What, Booty Patrol?
Actual paper tickets?
It doesn't say. And I feel like that's like an important thing to know, right?
Right.
Like, are you pulling, I mean, your Booty Patrol, so are you patrolling booty? I don't understand. I'm just asking a question. Yeah, I don't know. Also, let's see here, another, there was a guy who was, got in trouble for eating, I don't know how one eats pasta belligerently, but a drunk Florida man was arrested outside of Olive Garden because he ate pasta he ate it belligerently, threw spaghetti at people, 32-year-old Ben Padgett, and was placed under arrest for disorderly intoxication. Did he get, the article doesn't say whether or not he got drunk at the Olive Garden.
Right.
A Florida man was mistaken as dead after a fender bender, but he's very much alive. He said, no, I am. Moises Ramos says that he's very much alive. He's a real estate broker, 51 years old from Miami. He got in a little fender bender pulling out of his driveway a couple of years ago. He filed an insurance claim, went about his life until he tried to become an Uber driver last year. And they said, no, you were killed in a car crash. You can't be an Uber driver.
What?
And he says, what? And he goes, yeah, you're dead. You can't be an Uber driver. They literally said this to him. They're like, you're dead. You actually can't be an Uber driver. He's like, that's not possible. USA Today has the story. And he had to get into the Cutler Bay Police Department. He had to go and figure out what happened. I mean, clearly it was like human error. But he said that it took months to get this changed. And it didn't. He wasn't able to do anything until he went to 7 News Miami, Help Me Howard. And they had to, literally the local news crew had to help pressure the state because they said he's dead. So they're finally getting that. It's crazy. Kel-Tec, the Sub 2K, great Florida company, a longtime fan of their designs. And for everybody out there who hikes and goes out and touches grass, you know, like you should, the Kel-Tec Sub 2K, this is the carbine that's been filling that pistol caliber carbine gap. You got options for several popular magazines with this. So it's a fold in half Sub 2K, and it takes Glock, Smith & Wesson 6 hour. It's a lot easier to take with you because you have, I mean, because it can take so much. I mean, you can just take so much less along. I'm trying to think. You're packing stuff. You just want to have a backpack, lightweight, easy to control, but you got the velocity that translates to power down range because that 16-inch barrel. And then you can have, you know, it accepts the options for all the popular magazines that it takes. Right now, until March of next year. So that's March of 2024. I'm blown away because it just now hit me that we are winding down 23. Kel-Tec is offering a $100 rebate program on any newly purchased Sub 2K from a licensed dealer. So you buy a Sub 2K and you get $100. And this is one of my favorites. I mean, you can do it 9mm, 40 cal. It really picks up where handguns leave off and folded, and it tucks away really nice when you got limited space, but it's really easy to deploy when time is of the essence. It's light, it's compact, it's effective. It is the Sub 2K. Learn more about the Sub 2K and that $100 rebate program. Visit KeltecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C, KeltecWeapons.com. Tell them that Dana sent you. I'm dressed as a goth cupcake. Dressed as Wednesday Adams. I'm the only one here who's dressed up.
Yeah, you get us the memo.
I just figured, how long have you known me? How long have we known each other, Kane?
It's been a long time.
Show, which you can listen coast to coast and stream and watch on 347 DirecTV, YouTube, Facebook. Kane, how long have we known each other?
A long time. It's been at least 10 years.
Is there literally ever a question of me not going at least 30% on Halloween?
Oh, yeah, no, you're more than 30%.
Oh, I'm like
you
really light this year because
like
I've been so busy.
130%. You're what you think is light, going light for Halloween is some other people's 100%. So,
oh, if I got to do what I wanted to do.
Oh, yeah, no.
Sidebar. So you guys know what I wanted to do? You know, so one of my favorite places on earth, it is my Six Flags. It's my Silver Dollar City. It is my theme park. It's Costco. One of my favorite places in the world. If you said, Dana, what is a good night for you? It would end up with me getting a giant diet fountain drink and going to Costco and having a giant cart with my giant fountain drink and walking around and looking and just partaking in the experience that is mass quantities. I mean, I love that I can go. And if you want, you want a can of whipping cream because you're too damn lazy to make it yourself at home? How about 3? And then they always got the food samples, right? It's so great. I mean, and then I didn't even get into the holiday decor. What? So Juan's first spotted it, and then I started stalking them. The giant, what are they, like 12 feet tall, I think? Something crazy tall skeletons. So what I wanted to do is, well, first off, I wanted to do like a Vlad Tepish kind of thing because Vlad Tepish is a hero. And I wanted to do like the severed heads on all my fence posts. And Chris was like, that might be a little bit too much. So I'm like, okay, can I just do like a whole herd of the giant skeletons a la Attack on Titan, if you watch anime, and just have like giant titans in my yard, giant titan skeletons for Halloween? Yeah. I mean, to me, that sounds like a great idea. And it was really hard to source it. And then my husband, who is like the rip to my Beth, was like, that might be a lot. So let's roll it back just a little bit. So I'm a werewolf, but I wanted like a whole, I mean, if I had my way, you wouldn't be able to walk near my house without some kind of animatronic something going off. And they have like really good ones. Like I want stuff that flies out of trees. I want stuff that looks like it's crawling out of the ground. You know, when we first started doing Halloween after we got our own house and we were adults and we moved out, we went a little overboard and no child wanted to come to our house because we had the fog machine and strobe lights and monsters and we of course dressed up and it was like too crazy. And then when our kids were raised in this, so nothing was ever too crazy for them. Like they love zombies and monsters and all this stuff. It's just, you know, how we do. And I mean, my youngest son used to dress up as the Grim Reaper. He took his cousin's graduation robe and he begged for a plastic scythe from Target when he was like 4 years old. And, you know, even during Christmas, he'd wanted to run around as the Grim Reaper. I don't know. We just did it. And so they were raised in this. So we never really had a beat on what was too scary. You know, so we were that house, but I always did give big candy so the kids would brave it. I like to think that we helped the kids develop character because they had to brave the craziness that we had and to come get the big candy bars. So anyway, it's just, but I wanted that, Kane, you know, to get back to my original point. I wanted a giant Attack on Titan army of skeletons in my yard, all individually lit.
That's a large idea that takes more than a month or two just to create.
I literally have it all constructed. It's the only time I've ever been interested in engineering. I have it all figured out in my head how this would work and not blow over in the Texas fall wind. I'm really proud of myself. So, guys, maybe. But, you know, the other idea that I had, that's not the big idea, Kane. Wow. The big idea? Are you guys ready for this?
Wait, that wasn't the big idea?
No, that is like the small, like, idea. Boy. Okay, so here's a big idea, right? Okay, here it is. Imagine this, like somebody's yard, but it's like a skeleton Armageddon scene. The forces of good fighting the forces of evil. Yes, that's what I want in my front yard for Halloween, right? That's what I want.
In addition to the Attack on Titans?
Yeah, they'd be a part of it.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I am jealous of my imaginary yard in my head. It's that great.
A lot of bones for.
Yes, I have no. And Chris is like, Dana, where are we going to put this? Are you nuts? Where are we putting this at? I'm like, I don't know. But how amazing would that be? Like, you could make it look like a Renaissance painting. It would be so cool. But you would have like the good versus the evil. And maybe we could get, you know, maybe I could get like a truck to dump some dirt in. And I could just like, you know, make a hill where they're charging down that. I don't know. Like, I have all these grand ideas that I just, you know, just for that. Right? Now, that's the big idea, Kane. And it would all have to be artfully and individually lit. Because lighting's a big, you know, you guys get it. Lighting's a big part of this. You just, you know, people listening to me are going, she's nuts. No, welcome. Hi, I'm Dana. That's this. Welcome to my mind. This is the kind of stuff that I ask Chris about at night as he's literally right in the embrace of sleep. He's right there teetering on the edge. And he's bringing something in. And I'll be like, how can I make a realistic flame look like, you know, it's 6 feet tall from the road? And he's just like, the hell is wrong with you? Why are you doing this?
I've got to get up early.
Yeah. Bring it in here. You people who are not watching the simulcast, which just is a little. So this is one of the, this guy's not even realistic looking.
No,
he's not at all. I don't find this to be scary. He's not even, you got to lower it. There he is. There he is. He's my friend. He's not even realistic looking, are you? But we have all kinds of these things all over the house, all over the house. Kane, I have a little, yes. don't I have like an arm eating person? I have like a dead, all kinds
you've
of dead
things.
You've
got the candles, you've got it all. As a matter of fact, I think one year for Christmas I got you the tin that you can make like skull.
I have it and I've used it
like
religiously.
Skull cupcakes with?
Cupcake. Yeah, I've made those and you can also do Jell-O mold.
Right. See?
Just saying, do Jell-O mold as well. So, you know, we got a lot of, you know, we got a lot of stuff happening.
Happy
here.
Halloween, everybody.
Yeah, happy. We take it because you know what? You need to have fun. You need to have be whimsical. I like the whimsy. Now, don't think that I, you know, don't misunderstand me about my love for Jesus' birthday, our Lord and Savior. Because, so here's my other big idea. And then I'm going to get to the other stuff. We got a lot of other stuff to hit. I'm sorry, but, you know, just indulge me for a minute. I gave myself fake bangs today for you people. So the other thing that I want to do is I want a giant nativity. My husband also makes fun of the way I say it. I can't help it. It's the Ozark way, and it is the correct way. Pillow and milk are also appropriate. So I have to say, too, I want a giant nativity. I have no idea where I would put it. But when I say giant, I mean like human-sized. Although an Attack on Titan nativity would be amazing. But, Kane, I don't know how you find them or where. Because the ones that I've seen that are not $11 trillion, half of the national debt, they are smaller and they're not. They just, you need to either have them small or life-size. Anything else is weird. I'm like, are there munchkins in the yard? Like, what's happening? It's odd. Although that's actually an idea I haven't had yet. Just like go straight up munchkins. Like if you can find life-size munchkins from Wizard of Oz and dress them up. But then that's like weird. Anyway, my whole point is that that's the thing I would like. A life-size. Like I have, again, storage, no idea where I'd put these things. Maybe they would just stay out there all year. I don't know.
No.
Why not?
No.
They could stay out there. I could put pilgrim hats on them and they're
grass
for Thanksgiving.
Grass doesn't grow under the shade of bones. Can't
not as bones, like a nativity.
Well,
but the Titans, yes, that would be
Titans,
interesting.
You
just
can't
leave
that
them
out all year. That would be funny.
Why? Why? Some people leave their Christmas lights out all year for ambiance.
You want? So, describe the scene of all the skeletons. That
well,
you want
like
in
my
the yard?
Dream scenario, yeah. Or just like the basic.
What the heck was that?
I have no clue.
So, just the scene. Obviously, the Attack on Titans is 12-foot skeletons, you know, like scaling the house, doing
I want an Armageddon scene.
Thing. Yeah.
That's, where it's good versus evil. Maybe throw a trebuchet in there with a specially lit skull that looks like it's on fire. You know, like have like, you know, all that kind of stuff happening.
12 months out of the year?
Well, I mean, for Halloween, that'd be great.
Right. But you can't keep it in your yard is what I'm saying.
I mean, I don't have HOA.
I don't know if that's the point.
I'm just saying. Yards are boring. I am 12. Anyway, everyone's like, Dana, if you're just, it's my show, I do what I want. It's, come on. A new partner to the show. It's a film from the people behind Sound of Freedom and The Chosen, and it's called After Death. It's a deep dive into different people's experiences, near-death experiences. It's by Angel Studios, and this new film looks at the ultimate mystery of what happens from the perspective of individuals. It's based around their own personal experiences, and it looks at the realm beyond. It uses these first-person accounts, but it also incorporates a lot of scientific knowledge to give a really insightful picture of what life could possibly be like in the next realm. It's rated PG-13. And it features a whole host of experts in science, philosophy, and medicine, and each bring their own unique insight into the phenomenon of the near-death experience. And so you can find a theater near you and purchase tickets online at angel.com/Dana. And it's in theaters. It's going to be in theaters. And you can also do the you pay it forward where you can provide free tickets for others to see the film as well. And you can access all of that at angel.com/Dana. Or if you're, you know, the price of a ticket, something that's keeping you from going, you should go again to the website because you can get a free ticket there. So leave your preconceptions at the door and prepare for a never before seen glimpse into what the next life could entail in After Death in theaters now. To get your tickets today or pay it forward, visit angel.com/Dana. That's angel.com/Dana. After Death, the end is only the beginning, rated PG-13.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
I'm going to keep this thing. I figured out, well, let me talk about it on a break. Let me give you the headlines first. Okay, so the Treasury is going to borrow $776 billion in the final 3 months of the year. And why? Can I just say, Janet Yellen is like literally a Lord of the Rings character.
Dude, looks like it, yeah.
Dude, she looks like she's a Bagginses. She's a member of the Baggins family. Like, she's going to come out, you know? I mean, I'm just saying. So CNBC has the story. They say that it's an announcement that came yesterday afternoon. The Treasury Department is looking to borrow more money. Yay, debt! Yay! They said they actually want it. Wait, you thought that $776 billion was it? No. It's actually going to be about $816 billion between January and March. They said it's 10 days after the government said that the fiscal 2023 budget deficit is going to be about $1.7 trillion. Yeah, $1.7 trillion. Don't you feel so good about... I'm so glad that we're all responsible with our money so the government doesn't have to be. Yay. McDonald's revenue soars, but it's hiking its prices. Gosh, who could have saw that coming? Who could have thought that that was going to happen and Biden inflation? Who thought? They said that it's 14%. But they said that it's driven by the strategic menu price increases. They brought in a total of $6.69 billion for the three-month period ending in September. But they said that, you know, the Big Mac combo is $13.69. But that's at the McDonald's in Times Square, though. Everything in Times Square is like that. Don't ever, if you're ever in New York, never go to Times Square for anything. Unless you love being accosted by like street hustlers. You love the smell of urine and pretzels. You just love total crowds and you have no idea if there's a terrorist or anybody in there. And you just like all hell, miserable, miserable, miserable hell. Then go to Times Square. That's for you. And if you want to eat at crappy chain restaurants that are overpriced with horrible service where you're going to have to wait for 3 hours for a cold piece of meat, by all means, go to Times Square and eat there. That's great for you. You know, I'm just saying, that's great for you. You'll love it. Let's see. This is great. Krispy Kreme is, they drop on worries that Ozempic is going to hit the donut demand. Really? It's that bad where people are now saying it's going to be donuts. That they said that it's the weight loss drug because it's a drug for everything. They say that investors are worried about stock. That just means, Kane, it's more donuts for you and I. Right. So that means don't they have Halloween donuts? You know, I can have them delivered. Okay. I just realized that right now. How am I just now realizing this?
Do it.
It's just like me and all my friends were like realizing stuff. We believe in the Krispy Kreme model, said some business guy who I don't care about. Let's see. Also, I just like the donuts. Best states for off-grid living. Texas is number two. So who's number one? So they said Texas is number two. They said that's all about climate, land availability, regulations, natural resources. Alabama's number one. Bama's number one. Stick with us. We got more in store. So I had a fundraiser. We had a campaign kickoff and all this stuff last night for the mayor of our town. You should be involved. You should be at every mayoral campaign kickoff in your town. You should be at your city council. We go to the city council stuff. We're at the county commissioners, the judges, the school. I mean, you need to be involved in all of this because all politics is local and you absolutely better judge people. And here's why. These people, if you're not involved locally, why the hell should anyone care about your opinions on national issues? If you cannot even be prevailed upon to take care of your own backyard, where you live, then why should anyone take you seriously when you're looking at the national level? So we were there last night, but when I came back, I'm explaining this to you because I was a little cranky. I was tired. I had been up. I had a really long day yesterday. We get back. I ate dinner super late. Didn't get back home until like a little after 10 o'clock. And then by the time I was exhausted by the time I was going to bed and I ended up seeing this on X last night and I forgot she existed. I felt like that movie. I felt like Tombstone, the scene when Val Kilmer, who should have won an Oscar for his portrayal as Doc Holliday, which is one of the best portrayals of any character I've ever seen in cinema. But I digress. It's when he was talking to Wyatt Earp and then Billy Bob Thornton's character. And that's when he had a lot of weight on him. Was standing there and Doc Holliday goes, "Oh, I forgot you were there." And I felt like the same way reading this from Gretchen Carlson. So she is talking about my friend Ben Shapiro, who is saying he's not going to give up his AR-15. She retweets it. And I kid you not, this is like legit her. Woman retweets this and she writes with her own finger. She thought this with her little brain. She tweeted, quote, Ordinary people didn't have AR-15s before 2004. They're not some time-honored American tradition. They're a recent mistake that we could fix and save thousands of lives in the process. I'm sorry, what? The source, someone said the sources are, dude, trust me. This is one of the stupidest things I've ever heard in my life. And I retweeted it and I said, Gretchen should stick to beauty pageants. Kane, what's the saying that I have when someone says something very dumb?
That you
would
go to their job?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm aware of it.
Should I share? Oh, you don't think I should? Okay.
No. You can intimate what it all means.
But. Yeah, I mean, I don't go to the so she doesn't need to be, you know, coming and so that.
Happy Halloween, everybody.
Yeah, happy. I love this, like, situational mute. Love that. So here's the thing. First off, that's wrong because it's been out there for a long time. It's a modern sporting rifle. I had retweeted it and I said, I'm like, Gretchen needs to stick with beauty pageants because that's embarrassing. That's not even accurate. I mean, it's not even remotely accurate. I mean, the idea, the AR, it's been around for a long time. Modern sporting rifle's been around for a super long time. It's been around for a very, very long time. And, you know, I love how they all think, too, that every single rifle, it's black. That makes it shooty arcane. Gretchen facts. Did you know that rifles, when they're painted black, it makes the bullets come out faster? # Gretchen facts, F-A-C-K-S. Gretchen Carlson facts. How unfortunate that she has to share a last name with Tucker. They're not related. But, yeah, anything that has optics on it makes it shootier. If you put a sticker on it, it makes it shootier. Do you know that, Kane?
That's science.
So dangerous. Do you know the Mount Rushmore was carved with an AR-15? So dangerous it is. Do you know when they were testing, they told everyone, Kane, that they were testing nuclear devices in the Bikini Atoll? They weren't. They were shooting AR-15s.
What?
Oh, my gosh. Just crazy.
Science.
# science. # facts. Gretchen facts. I should have been her for Halloween, but I can't go that long being stupid. I just can't. How would you, someone says that with such conviction? Where do these people come from? It's like, they're like Martians. Where do they come from? And they say this with such conviction. Well, yes, you know, we've never had, before 2004, no one had AR-15s. It's crazy. Everything's an AR-15. Every rifle that I don't know is an AR-15. Good heavens. The comment section should be a book, actually. It's one of the most amazing things ever. First off, she's not correct at all whatsoever. I mean, people have been buying. I mean, this thing has been around for what? Good grief. 50s? Longer?
Yeah.
I mean,
for sure. Yeah,
I mean, it's been around for forever. And just to add, it's also the firearm that's like the most well-behaved firearm that's out there. I say that somewhat facetiously because it is an inanimate object and people choose of their own volition to do good or bad things with them. But I mean, it is involved literally in the least amount of criminal activity. The least amount. And so for her to say, well, we could save thousands of, you know what would save thousands of lives is if, you know, we had no crime, Gretch. Can I just also add, I've only met like two Gretchens that I like in my life. What is up with like a lot of the Gretchens out there? If you're a Gretchen and you're listening to the show, we'd probably get along. But you know what I mean? Like sometimes you just meet a people, an inordinate amount of a same name person that you don't like. And you're like, what is up with this name? Everybody that I don't like is named this, right? That are you run into a people who's, I don't know. I guess that's how the Karen phenomenon kicked off. I don't know. But dang, you got Big Gretch. You got Big Gretch up in Michigan.
Yeah.
Big Gretch Whitmer. She's like the Paul Bunyan in a dress. And then you got Gretchen Carlson. Good grief. I'm going to tell you a story. I kind of met Gretchen Carlson once. I've done stuff with Fox for a number of years. She was one of the rudest people I've ever met. Oh my gosh, she was not nice. She was one of the rudest people I've ever met in my life. When I'm trying to think back when this was. I think it was when my first book was out. Hands off my gun. And I had to go to, she was still at Fox, and I went to Fox. I was doing, the first week that your book comes out, it's hell on earth because you do media. And if you already work in radio, you're doing 3 hours of radio a day already. But you also have like all the media hits and you're doing all kinds of media. And it's nonstop from morning till night. And you do all the late night hits, all of that. And so for, that's like for a full week, your first full week push. And so was up in New York and I was getting ready to go on Fox and Friends and I was in the green room and she was doing like a guest segment on something. She was still there. She was in a different day part, but she was there. And you know, you go into the green room and everybody's very nice and other guests who are there waiting, they, you know, everybody always introduces themselves if they don't know each other already and, you know, greetings, salutations, etc. And I said, you know, hello to her. And she just kind of looked at me and then took a sip of coffee, got up and left. She was one of the rudest people I have ever met in this industry. And I can't really say that about a lot of people because I've met everybody's always, the only other person who was really kind of cold to me was Barbara Walters. And even like Whoopi Goldberg, when I did The View, had pity on me, but it was fine. But yeah, Gretchen Carlson was meaner than her. She was like one of the like rudest people I've ever met in my life. And I was just like, golly. I mean, my thought in my head was, what a bitch. But, you know, I didn't say anything. I was like, okay. And me and my husband looked at each other and there was another guest in there. And we all just kind of looked at each other and it was odd. Anyway, so, you know, it goes to show you. I mean, now I was like, oh, she hates my book. That's why she was, you know, now in hindsight, I'm like, oh, it's because she's a gun grabber and she hates guns. And it was literally a book about guns.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.